I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. And last week, we talked about smoothies and all the ways to get those nutrient-packed smoothies, how to incorporate them into your life, all the benefits of them, recipes. So it's a great episode. Make sure you go back and listen to that one. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. This week, we are going to be talking about apps and all the various apps that you can use when it comes to health and what those do for you. So I think I'm going to start off today with talking about some ways that apps can help you remain accountable. So basically what an app's going to do is kind of give you some personalized health tracking. You're going to be able to track your diet a little bit, your workouts, your walking, your sleep. So that's going to be a great way just to start getting some data when it comes to how all that's working out for you. And that way you can know what you need to improve. So that's going to be important when it comes to tracking motivation and accountability. You can kind of use the apps to set those goals, set those reminders, progress tracking, as I just mentioned. So that's going to help keep you more motivated and encouraged when you're able to see the progress that you're making and making sure that you're also keeping yourself accountable and hitting those goals. Many apps also have access to expert advice. Mm-hmm. So there's a premium, usually, version in the app, and that allows you to access more features, get more information, get more advice. So that's a quick and easy way to get the information that you need. They're very convenient tools to use. You're obviously always, people have their phones nearby, so you can use those at home, work, gym. And a lot of them also have built-in community support. So that's always great when you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. You can meet with others and get tips from others and get support from others that can help you along your journey.
Yes, agree. And especially like the gamification part of apps. Like we always, at least for myself and I feel my husband as well, are very competitive in the sense of competitive versus ourselves, right? Like not necessarily against each other, sometimes depends what it is, but more so
games.
Yeah, football for sure. More so like trying to beat ourselves in our own scores, so setting goals in our like health realm of life. Making sure then like with our app, that's a really easy way of like, oh, today I only got 10,000 steps. So then we make it a game of like, all right, tomorrow my goal is this, and then see if we can beat our level or beat that goal that we've had. So it's a really good way of like motivation, not only in adults, but then kids too. So like if you have children, this is a great way to get them into health and wellness, because who doesn't like games? Remember when we were kids, we all were into Nintendo and PlayStation. So great way to add some gamification into health and wellness. So some of the apps that we are using, both of us use Fitbit. We both have our Fitbits that we track our steps on. Sleep. So my husband actually bought his because he wasn't sleeping as well. And I had told him, oh, you should buy a Fitbit because it does help track like what your sleep is throughout the night. Maybe that can help get you on a better like sleep pattern sort of thing. I don't know if you want to talk more about that.
Definitely just wasn't sleeping well for some reason and got the Fitbit, started tracking my sleep, and for whatever reason it worked. It seemed to just help me get into more healthier habits and get into more consistent sleep time, which overall helped me get better sleep. And now I'm consistently hitting 80s. We always try to compete on the weekends, see if we can get an 80 or what our score is, which is good in terms of sleep. And then you can also get more information on your sleep habits through the Fitbit app as well. So great way to track that.
Yeah, it also like gives you this, if you have the premium version. So with Fitbit, when you initially buy it, you do get like the free premium version for a certain amount of months, which is neat to see the different features in Fitbit. It gives you like an animal. So we always read like, what is our sleep animal? I think I'm a parrot right now. So parrots, I guess, sleep, go to bed really fast. They don't have a lot of REM, which isn't the best, but they do have a lot of deep sleep. So that is another like fun feature, especially for kids, right? Another thing on Fitbit that we will look at is our overall, is that the heartbeat score? So like it tracks your heartbeat and then it gives you this score.
Well, your beats per minute.
So. There we go, So you want to have like the lower beats per minute score, which then increases your overall health score. So like when your heart rate is lower, that means you're a healthier person in general. So then it gives you like this readiness score as well as like how you are compared to other athletes. Like health-wise. So that's another feature that we like. I use the steps in Fitbit a lot because I am competitive against myself and I want to make sure I'm getting enough steps in every day. So I kind of, you can set a goal on Fitbit for how many steps you want to get and then it will like buzz when you reach that goal. So I always set mine to 12,000 and then I'm like, oh yes, I'm at my goal for the day when it starts to buzz on my wrist. It also tracks your workout, so you can see how well you're working out in the moment and after as well. So it records it and keeps it your data. So you can say like, oh, Monday, I didn't feel like I got a really good workout. But then when going in the app, you see like, oh, my heart rate did reach at least 150. So that is good. I'm at my like cardio heart rate at least for that workout that day. You also can have it track like if you're doing yoga or biking or hiking. So there's so many different features in Fitbit. That's why that is our number one app that we use. Definitely recommend as a way of getting into health and wellness if we're just now starting to get into it, or if you have kids that you're trying to motivate to get healthier as well. Fitbit's a really good app to use for that. Another app that we use is Nike Training App, not the Nike app. Nike app, you can buy shoes, but the Nike Training App has a bunch of different workout videos. It breaks it down into like strength training, yoga, stretching. You can even break it up into the different muscle group areas. So it does like biceps, triceps, quads, just like so many different ways you can break up the workout routine. So that's a cool way of getting different workouts that we've gone through together. It has usually some sort of trainer that you follow on the app. Sometimes it will have celebrities. So like Megan Thee Stallion was on for some of the ab workouts. So they make it fun and they have fun while they're working out. And it helps to motivate at least myself. And it also helps me to break up my workout routine to follow someone else. So I'm not always stuck doing the same routine because that too can become like boring over time. So then you lose that motivation to want to work out. So having variety in your workouts helps you to maintain your workout schedule and continue to be motivated to be healthy. We do YouTube a lot. I don't have like an app for YouTube on my phone. I know there is an app that you can download. I just go to YouTube though on my phone and we'll look up different workout videos. A lot of times we use that for breathing videos. We do Wim Hof.
A lot of ab workout videos.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great 10-minute ab workouts. You can just do a quick workout in the morning, do a quick 10-minute chest workout. So there's a lot of great options on YouTube. If you just do a quick search for those 10, 15-minute workouts, it's a great way to start your day with an ab workout or even your afternoon and kind of combine a couple of those. So great options there.
Yeah, we I really like Caroline Gervin. She does a lot of really good, just a variety of different workouts. I will say she'd be more intermediate workouts. Like some of her workouts, I'm even like, oh my gosh, I can't keep up with this. But trying it out and seeing, you know, the different videos that are out there. Like my husband said, there's so many videos. That's something that we like to do. Calm is an app that I had downloaded a while ago. Calm helps with meditation. I use it a lot for my guided meditation. So my husband's really good at just like meditating. He doesn't need any like guidance through it, and I still am struggling. So I need that like voice or music at least to help me get into not thinking about anything or to like refocus my mind to think about what it's guiding me through. So I use Calm to help me through that. Headspace is also another really good guided meditation app that you can use. It adds like the visualization as well of like watching this bubble like go out and in as you're breathing, for your breath to go out and in. So that's a really cool feature in that one too. So Calm and Headspace are two apps that I use for meditation. Wim Hof. So we do Wim Hof, again, watch our old episode on Wim Hof. It's actually a series that we went through for his three pillars of breath work, cold therapy, and meditation. So those are his like three pillars. We do mainly his breath work and cold therapy. In the app though, it tracks like how long you're doing the cold therapy for. So you start for 30 seconds and then it will increase how long you're doing your cold showers or whatever it is that you're doing for cold therapy. And then the app also has that guided, breathing. So we tend to use YouTube for the Wim Hof breathing. We just found a video that we really liked. I don't know why you liked it so much. If you want to talk about why you like that versus like using his app.
It's just, very straightforward. Guides you right through it. Put it up on the TV whenever you're laying down, getting ready for bed, or in the morning. It's walks you through it perfectly. It's just well timed out. Has that kind of visual piece, as you mentioned there as well. And it is, I think, officially from Wim Hof.
Yeah.
So that makes it official as well. So you get that stamp of approval.
We often like mock his voice as we're doing it because he guides you through it at the beginning too. So his voice is
very soothing.
Yes. Yes. You would like it. So check that video out on YouTube if you haven't already. It's Wim Hof Breathing. And it's usually, we can actually link some of our apps and videos that we watch from YouTube on this as well for you guys. Yuka. Yuka is an app that you introduced me to. How did you end up finding that one? I forget.
Just friends at work. So they told me about the Yuka app, which explain what it is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't though, like, you know, get off your favorite foods just because the Yuka app says that it's bad or something or gives it a bad rating. So, you know, use it as guidance, take it with a grain of salt. You just want to maybe check some things out, maybe get some ideas for healthier options. It's good for that, but I wouldn't say stop using your favorite product based on the Yuka rating. But yeah, it's cool. You want to talk more about how you use it?
I mean, like my husband said, you still need to live your life, right? So like if you have a food that's your favorite, I wouldn't just be like, oh, Yuka tells me it's really bad for me, so I'm never going to eat that again. Like, still live your life. Still enjoy those foods. You have to. Otherwise, you're not going to enjoy the healthy process of being healthy. But Yuka, it's a barcode scanner. So you scan the barcode of different foods. We talked about this in a previous episode on breakfast, actually. But it scans the barcode of your foods and it will give you a rating. So it goes from like poor to excellent. Poor being you shouldn't eat that food, and then it lists like what is wrong with the food. So like preservatives that were put in, different chemicals that could be in that food. But then if it is rated poor, it gives you different types or different brands that you could buy to replace that particular brand of food. And then if it gives you an excellent score, it lists like why it's excellent too. So just something that was fun and interesting as we're shopping, we're like, huh, I wonder what this is rated on your gut. And we'll scan barcodes now and then to see if that particular food is actually good for us, or what's in the food that makes it good for us or not so good. We did switch, because of Yuka, we did switch a few of our brands for like granola and protein bars. But again, outside of that, like my husband said, you know, take it with a grain of salt. As far as what brands you're buying, you don't have to switch everything that you're eating, but just a fun way to see what you are putting into your body. MealLime is another app that I use. MealLime gives you recipes. It's really neat. Why I like it so much is it gives me my grocery list as well. So it has a bunch of different recipes. It does have a paid version. I don't do the paid version. I just have the free version. So I am limited there as far as what food, like what different meals I can click on to make. But basically you go through, you find different meals that are sound good to you, that are going to be, kind of within what your range of taste is on the app. Or if you want to add variety, it's another good way of like finding recipes that will add that variety into the meals that you're eating. It also offers like budget friendly meals. So like for myself, I'm always trying to keep within a budget when we go grocery shopping. So it's nice to have like that app to show me different meals that could keep me in a budget. It has like the ingredients, so when you click on the meal, you add it to your plan, and then it comes up with your grocery list of all the foods, even the spices that you need to make that meal. I love it. I like following recipes when I cook, so it then guides you through how to make that dish as well after buying all of the groceries and all of that. So I really like MealLime for that, because it does guide me through the recipe and gives me your grocery list, so I know I have everything I need for that meal. And then two other ones that I personally use as part of like my daily routine. So we also often have talked about like having a routine for your morning. I use the Bible verse, daily Bible verse. So that's part of my reading I do every morning. We aim to read for 10 minutes. So obviously that doesn't take the full 10 minutes. That's just one part of my 10 minute guided, or not guided, but reading routine in the morning. I also use the Remind app. I know you use Remind for different reasons too, but my Remind will set every morning then to remind me to do the morning routine, and I like to like click off. So again, gamification sort of thing where you can check off when you've done the task. So I check off when I've worked out, read, meditated, did my breath work, exercise, all that stuff. I just check off on Remind app. And then for women in particular, the app that I like to use is called Flow. Flow is really good to keep track of your menstrual cycle. It does often, like if you're trying to get pregnant or if you are pregnant, it has like those features in the app too, where it can keep track of like when's the best time to have fun with your spouse and when's the best time or when to start checking to see if you're pregnant too. So really cool app to use just to track everything. It is good to know when it's going to be coming. Obviously for us women, we want to know those things. So Flow, and it's a free app as well. Again, most of these apps that we went through, all of these apps that we went through have a free version that offers so much within that free version. So that's why we're recommending them to you. If there's any apps that you have that you're using that you're like, oh, hey, you didn't mention this one, like, please let us know. We're always into looking at different health apps and wellness apps. So send us a comment on this video. Send us an email as well to fill us in on some of the apps that you're using too.
All right, there you go. Thank you for joining us today. Again, follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Leave us a rating and review so others can help. It can help others find this podcast as well so that they can listen to it and hopefully live a healthier lifestyle. Go out there and add these health benefits into your life so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.